We haven't really gone anywhere this week on the currency front. On Monday, the U.S. dollar ran higher, and on Tuesday, it sold back off. There had been some increased speculation the Fed would be needing to be a little more hawkish, but for the most part, that was brushed aside. U.S. equities have done nicely all week, holding up despite Monday's U.S. dollar run and then extending the rally on Tuesday. Over in Europe, European stocks hit 14-month highs after ECB President Lagarde teased about a shift in the inflation target. Meanwhile, the pound was bid up on higher U.K. wage data, and spirits were elevated across the board after China GDP came in better than forecast earlier in the day. The Canadian dollar was, however, a laggard after Canada inflation data fell to its slowest pace in 2 years. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from UK inflation data, the Eurozone current account, Eurozone inflation, Eurozone construction output, Canada housing starts, Canada producer prices, and the Fed Beige Book late in the day. That's all for now.